Hello?
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mario of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to continue in English or Spanish for the survey?
English.
English, okay. In which county do you reside?
Hidalgo.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
Retired.
We're retired.
Okay, so, okay. Right, thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for the most often? Republican, Democrats, or do you vote independent of party?
I always vote Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next question. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
10.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here are the first names and groups. Republican candidates for State Senate, Adam Inosea. Do you feel
I've
strong?
Heard the name.
Okay. You've never heard the name, or you have?
I have heard the name.
Okay. So do you feel strong, positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, strong, negative?
Well, somewhat strong. I do not have a big, don't know too much about him, but I have heard the name.
Okay. Okay. So is that as do you feel strong, positive, somewhat?
Some positive, yes.
Some positive, okay. Okay. Democratic Party, how do you feel?
I never vote Democratic.
Okay. So strong negative, somewhat negative, no opinion, never heard of them.
Very negative. In my opinion, the word D means deceitful.
Okay. For former President Donald Trump, how do you feel?
Oh, vote for him in a heartbeat. He's done more for this country than the last 5 presidents in a row.
Okay. So somewhat positive, strong positive?
Extremely positive.
Okay. State Senator Morgan LaMattia.
Don't know him.
Okay. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Very positive.
The Republican Party.
Very positive.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Very positive.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
Zero.
Okay.
No.
No.
Strong negative or no opinion, sir?
Strong negative.
Okay. All right. Next question. If the election for President of the United States were held today and you had to make a choice For which of the following candidates would you vote? Republican Donald Trump and Vice J.D. Vance? Democrat Kamala Harris? Okay. If the election for...
Trump and Vance.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which of the following candidates would you vote for? Ted Cruz, Republican, Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Brown, Liberal?
Ted Cruz, Republican.
Okay. For which of the following candidates would you vote if in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Adam Inocea, Republican, Morgan LaMantia, Democrat, Robin Vargas, Green Party.
I would vote Republican.
Okay. Do you think Morgan LaMantia has done her job as state Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it's time to give someone else a chance to do better?
That's a hard question for me to answer. I'm only down here a few years, but I'm a strong Republican.
Okay.
I generally vote a straight when we vote for president.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, next question. Now, I would like to read you some information from public record and news records about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely or somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here are the first statements. Adam Inocea is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area. Do you feel much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more,
okay. Adam Inocea will pass a bill to cut property taxes. How do you feel with that statement?
To do what property tax?
He will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
Yeah, you don't pay me much.
I pay so little property tax.
Okay.
And I do not take the money to run government.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a hard question. I really can't answer it.
Okay. Adam Inocea supports our state effort to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. How do you feel with that statement?
I would be more likely to vote for somebody that would do that.
Okay. Much more likely?
Much more likely, yes.
Okay. All right. Morgan LaMantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders. How would you feel with that statement?
That's one of the problems we have as a nation right now, is letting criminals out so they can do it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you feel much
if
more
judges
likely?
Don't follow the law, Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support group to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
No. Very much opposed to that.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning queer advocacy group. How would you feel with that statement?
Very much opposed.
Okay, much less likely.
Much less likely, yes.
Okay. According to Nueces County records, Adam Inocia restaurant had been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls. How would you feel with that statement?
I'd like to know. I won't go there, guaranteed.
Yes. Okay. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Less likely to vote for somebody that's in favor of that.
Okay.
I'm not sure I got the question, but those people should. My wife and I were over 10 years in the restaurant business. You got to stay clean or close up.
Okay. Yes, sir. Morgan LaMattia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchases of firearms, which will take freedom away from Texans. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMattia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. How do you feel with that statement?
More likely to vote for that.
Okay. Adam Inocia trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets. How do you feel?
I'm very much in favor of that.
Okay. Adam Inocia had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
I know nothing of that.
Okay. Okay. Morgan LaMattia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime. How do you feel with that statement?
That should be a felony. Voter fraud should be a felony.
Okay. Much less likely or much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely to vote?
He is in favor of making voter fraud a felony?
It says oppose making voter fraud.
Oh, he opposed making. That would make me less likely.
Okay. Okay. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Adam Inocia believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children. How would you feel with that statement?
That depends upon your definition of accessible health care. Mm-hmm. Because accessible health care, nowadays, they're talking about allowing abortions at all times, and that's really not health care, in my opinion.
Okay.
I really can't answer that question because I have to know the definition of health care for young mothers.
Okay. Adam Inocia knows that the racial liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. How would you feel?
I can agree with that. More likely.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat?
Much more likely.
Okay. Adam Inocia supports securing our borders to protect our families.
much more likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race, ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
I would extremely oppose.
Much less likely?
Much less likely, yes.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries. How would you feel with that?
Much, extremely much less likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Much less likely.
Okay. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Inocia will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college. How would you feel with that statement?
More likely.
Okay. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia supported allowing local government to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks. How would you feel with that statement?
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business. How would you feel with that statement?
Much less likely.
Okay. Adam Inocia will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rates increases. But when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. How would you feel with that statement?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. Okay. Morgan LaMantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders. How would you feel with that?
He opposed removing the judges that did not follow the law?
Yes.
I would be more likely to vote for that.
Okay, much more likely?
Probably, yes, much more likely.
Okay. All right, thank you. Haven't heard more about them. For which of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Adam Inocia, Republican, Morgan LaMantia, Democrat, Robin Vargas, Green Party.
I always vote Republican straight ticket.
Okay. Just a few questions to make sure we have a representative samples of voters. And what year were you born? Just the year, sir.
1939.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
Okay. Is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
No.
Okay. White.
You want to know what
Asian?
I am?
Mm-hmm.
My forebears came from Germany. My wife's forebears came from Holland.
Okay, so white Caucasian American?
Correct, white Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from newspaper, from news sites on the internet, from social media such as Facebook or X, from blogs and emails, from cable news network, from local TV news?
To be perfectly honest with you, I have found all news outlets in the United States to be biased, with one exception, and that would be Fox News.
Okay. So from cable news networks?
Yeah, Fox News, cable news.
Okay. And which of these is your next most preferred source other than cable news channels? From newspaper, from news sites on the internet, from social media such as Facebook, blogs and emails, from local TV news?
I get two newspapers.
Okay. Thinking about the television programming, do you watch most often? Do you watch about the same more English language television or more Spanish language television?
All English. I speak no Spanish at all.
Yeah. Okay. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch more often? Local cable system, commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, streaming over the internet without commercials, satellite dish or DirecTV, or through an antenna?
Cable TV.
Okay. Local cable system, basically, right?
Yes.
Okay. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, streaming over the internet without commercials, satellite dish, or DirecTV, or through antenna?
None of the others.
Okay. All right. Do you have an X account, a YouTube account, or
no.
An Instagram account, a Facebook account?
No.
I have a Facebook.
Okay. All right. And which of the following statements most closely describes you, your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy, or abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy, or abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, of danger to the life of the mother, abortion should never be legal. Which one do you feel?
The one with the exceptions for the life of the mother and for the health of the mother, it should be legal, rare, and only in the case of incest, the life of the mother, or the health and safety of the unborn child.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for being patient and giving us your opinion. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.